Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Teresa Nolte and Holly Terwilliger-Peichel. They are the co-chairs of this year's, it's only coming around once. It's not coming around again. The Dexter 150th Sesquicentennial, their anniversary of existence. And of course, when you're celebrating that big of a milestone, you got to bring it all out. And they certainly have a lot of events coming, something for everybody there. Just down the road from our station here in Stewart. Come on, check it out next weekend. When you're not at Panorama Day, slip on down to Dexter for the Sesquicentennial. So, ladies, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So, first of all, let's kind of run down the schedule. Maybe point out some events that we definitely need to be at.
Okay, well, our first need-to-be-at event would be the Community Potluck, which is Friday, August 3rd. And at that time, we will recognize our honored citizens, which are some of the people in Dexter that are cornerstones of our town, and also introduce our grand marshals, which are the current mayor and past mayors. We're having a costume contest for 1868 and 1968 lookalikes, and also a lookalike contest for the Fever Heat movie stars, Janine Riley and Nick Adams. And then we will be having the community dinner after that and a pie auction of the pies that were delivered earlier in the day.
The community potluck, of course, a potluck means you bring something to share. Right. Is there any particular breakdown of that?
Well, there has been meat donated and the tableware is provided, but we ask that people who are coming to bring a side dish and or a dessert to finish out the meal, and there will be drinks provided.
Sure. So if you're A through M, bring this, N through Z, bring that, just
no,
whatever.
Okay. Just hit and miss.
Right. Well, we should get a lot of variety then. So that's kind of going on Friday. Now, Holly, let's talk about what's going on Saturday.
On Saturday, we are having our big parade in the morning. The lineup starts at 8:30, judging to be done by 9:30. And then there's going to be donuts for sale at the Legion Auxiliary, a kitty parade, a quilt show at the library. The museum will also be open and have self-guided tours. And the theme for our parade this year is the original one-horse town. And there will be a meal at the Legion that you could go over and purchase there. We'll have kids games. We'll have a bounce house. We'll have a video game trailer. They're having a diaper derby, a giant Jenga. The list just goes on and on. Many, many things going on there on Saturday. A cribbage tournament. And then there will be some mini programs by Rod Stanley at the museum.
Of course, we know Rod Stanley comes on once a month to talk about the things going on at Panora at the Historical Village, but one of his prime involvements is the Dexter Museum, so those should be some great programs. And some additional information, Teresa, on Saturday's festivities.
Well, the programs that Rod's going to be doing are the founding of Dexter and information about the racehorse Dexter that the town was named after, Dexfield Park, the Truman visit for the plowing match in 1948, the Wilson brothers, and the Barrel Gang. I've heard some of his before, and he does a very good job. At 4 o'clock, we have the cemetery stories, where we have 9 people, past residents of Dexter, that we will be featuring. And then the variety show is at 7 o'clock. And we kind of had a setback. Our videographer, who was going to come film both of the cemetery stories and the variety show, lives in Marshalltown. And we all know what happened there last week. So if anyone has those skills and would be willing to work for a small fee, we would really appreciate being contacted.
Absolutely. Of course, thoughts and prayers go out to the individuals down at Marshalltown. We are fortunate it didn't happen here, so we could have these events continue to go on. It will go on as planned. Now, of course, the variety show is going to be a pretty interesting event with a lot of different acts. Can you kind of give the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio a preview as to what that might look like?
Well, we're going to start from the 1860s through the present time, have a little bit of history and some entertainment. In the 1860s, of course, the Civil War was going on and ending. So we have When Johnny Comes Marching Home. We have a vaudeville acts for the 1890s and some ragtime for the 1900s, some jazz possibly. 1930s, we've got some gospel groups and Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. In the 40s, we have the wartime theme with Kate Smith singing God Bless America. The 50s, we have Hank Williams and Miss Minnie Pearl, Howdy! Just following that through what's popular these days. So,
and of course, if you want to contribute your talents, there's still a few spots I see that can be filled. So why don't you go contact these ladies? We'll have their contact information as well on the bottom of this interview online, raccoonvalleyradio.com. So you can go and take a look at that. And Holly, why don't you wrap us up for what's going on Sunday?
All right. On Sunday, we're having a community church service at the Roundhouse at 8:30. And after that, we will have an old-fashioned hymn sing. They will be dedicating the Roundhouse Historical Marker at 10:30. There will be a sack lunch that the Presbyterian Church is bringing. And over at the Methodist Church is the Dexter Alumni Banquet, which they do every year. And at 1 o'clock, back down at the museum, there's a DVD featuring photos of the last 150 years of Dexter, and it will be for sale as well. The movie Fever Heat will be shown at 2 o'clock with bingo at 4 o'clock. And there is a softball tournament going on all day.
So all kinds of great events. As I mentioned at the top of the interview, if you have got an interest, you'll probably find it here in Dexter. And as I always like to say, in Guthrie County, and in this case, Dallas County, an extension here with the local community as Dexter is, if you're bored, you have no reason to be because there's a lot going on. Once again, joined by Teresa Nolte and Holly Terwilliger-Peichel, the co-chairs for this year's Dexter 150th Sesquicentennial Celebration. Ladies, is there anything I missed?
Very important. We are having the Big Red Radio show up between 9 and 12, and I think this station knows a little bit about that.
You know, that is very important. Of course, 9 to 12, Big Red Radio is going to be out there. Not sure which on-air personality is going to be out there, but nonetheless, we'll be broadcasting live. We'll be playing live music, and we'll be making local announcements. Tune on in on airways between then, and you'll be able to hear us as we are there. So, ladies, once again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.